From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting wider immigration plans are unveiled by the Trump administration. Millions of people living in the United States illegally could be targeted for deportation, including people simply arrested for traffic violations. That under a sweeping rewrite of immigration enforcement policies announced Tuesday by the Trump administration. Any immigrant who is in the country illegally and is charged or convicted of any offense or even suspected of a crime will now be an enforcement priority. That according to Homeland Security Department memos signed by Secretary John Kelly, that could include people arrested for shoplifting or minor offenses or simply having crossed the border illegally. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the new enforcement documents are the latest efforts by President Trump to follow through on campaign promises to strictly enforce immigration laws.
This is consistent with everything the president has talked about, which is prioritizing the people who are here who represent a threat to public safety or have a criminal record. And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it, plain and simple.
Trump's earlier immigration orders, which banned all refugees as well as foreigners from seven Muslim-majority countries, have faced widespread criticism and legal action. A federal appeals court has upheld a temporary halt. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the United States to have a balanced and far-sighted perspective on visas that enable thousands of skilled Indian professionals to work in the U.S. and sustain India's booming $150 billion software industry. VOA News. Malaysian police say they want to question three new North Korean suspects, including a North Korean diplomat, in connection with the apparent assassination last week of Kim Jong-nam, the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. At a news conference in the Malaysian capital, Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakar said the new suspects include Hai Kwang Sung, the second secretary of the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur. The others named were Kim Ugil, who works for the North Korean airline, and a North Korean man identified as Freeji Oo, but no other details were given about him. Bakar said the suspects are still in Kuala Lumpur and police will compel them to cooperate if they do not come in voluntarily. Police have also asked Pyongyang to return four other North Korean suspects who are believed to have fled Malaysia to Pyongyang. Story doesn't stop here. So far, two women have been arrested along with a North Korean man. The women are believed to be the assailants who ran up to Kim at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport and poisoned him by spraying him in the face in an unidentified liquid with that liquid and holding a cloth over his face. Malaysian police have dismissed claims made by family members of the Indonesian suspect that she was paid to take part in a series of harmless pranks for a comedy TV show called Just for Laughs. However, the Malaysian police chief said it is clear from airport surveillance footage that the attack the two women knew they were handling a dangerous and toxic substance. After more than 3 years of war, which has displaced about 3 million people, South Sudan now is also facing famine. Those facing extreme hunger in South Sudan are among millions going hungry across the Horn of Africa, all due to a devastating drought. The added danger in South Sudan is food insecurity. Aid agencies trying to combat famine say they are unable to reach remote areas where the economy has collapsed completely. Marietta Diallo has more.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, says the situation is catastrophic.
We estimate nearly 1.4 million children in Nigeria, Somalia, Yemen, and South Sudan, where famine was just declared, to be severely malnourished and at imminent risk of death.
But the main tragedy is that it's largely man-made, says the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, Eugene Owusu.
It's largely because of the conflict, it's largely because of insecurity, it's largely because of the access challenges that humanitarians have periodically had. It's also because of attacks on humanitarian workers and also the looting of humanitarian assets.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.